Okay. Right, good evening, Rabbi Isai. I've got here a chosh of a person that he told me, very interesting, he said he wants to choose a healthier lifestyle. And he knows there's a musig of five a day to try and aim to have five fruits a day, more vegetables than fruits. Five vegetables or fruits a day. Five a day, that's recommended on the website. All the doctors recommend five a day. And he looked at the NHS website. And on the NHS website, it says that it doesn't... They're very encouraging. The NHS are very encouraging. And they give you all different types of ideas of what is considered five a day. Very interesting ones that you wouldn't have thought of. One of the things they suggest and say, very easily, you can take raisins. And if you have 30 grams of raisins a day, that's one of your five a day. Very interesting way to really, without having to cut up fruit and have all those sorts of things on a busy day, you can take raisins and that's considered one of your five a day. Orange juice cartons considered one of your five a day. They tell you not to have too much other sugar the rest of the day because it's got a lot of sugar in it, but say that's one of the five a day. So it's interesting. This person told me he's being more careful. He sees the health. It's a kishmak, it's worth investing in it. And he wants to have one of these packets of raisins a day. And Taki, he's been doing it for a few weeks already. It's working, he's got no problem eating it. It's garnished. He knows the bracha. What bracha do you make on raisins? Raisins really is grapes, which is totally dried up. And grapes, which is dried up, it retains its bracha of Beir Prihoit, so that's very poshut. But the shaila is, not so poshut. He's doing this on a day-to-day basis, and he wants to know what's the best way of doing this. If he were to have, you're going to say, what's the problem? Just have a packet of raisins a day. Make a bracha rishayna, beir prihoit, and no bracha achrayna, because if you look at how many grams this box contains, it's actually 14 grams, which is about half a shear of a kazayis. You need to have double the amount of raisins that are in this packet, two boxes of raisins, to make a bracha achrayna. So Shalom al Yisrael, he doesn't even want to have two boxes a day. It's too much for him. He'll have half a five a day. What's it called? A tenth a day. He's happy with that. At least he's doing something lechvod his health. That's what he's holding. And his taka is working out. It's working out for him. And Baruch Hashem, he's very happy. The shaila, which is very geshmaka shaila, he's having one of these boxes a day. Not poshut. Why? What brocha achrona are you making? Well, you're not making a brocha achrona because there's no kazayas. Is that so poshut that you don't make a brocha achrona? It's a barrier. The story which is told in Gemara in Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yochanan grabbed hold of an olive, he found the olive, inside the olive has got a few pips, and he ate the olive, he made a brocha rishona, and he made a brocha achrona. Rabbi Chia was there nearby, and he said, Lechved Rabbi Yochanan, Lechved Rabbi Yid, I see you making brocha achrona on olive. You have to actually have a full olive, a full edible olive, and inside, in order to make a bracha achrona, and inside the olive there are pips which detract away from the shea of a kazayis. Kazayis is literally the olive. They take away from the shea kazayis. What gives you the right to make a bracha achrona on your olive? Says the Yerushalmi, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's different because over here I'm having a barrier. I'm having a full fruit over here, it's the olive, and if it's full, it's got its own chashivus, and you don't even need to have an edible kazayis when you have something full. Right? And therefore, says Yerushalmi, mikan, we over here from Rabbi Yochanan, we learn our halacha, that even if a person has one small seed of a pomegranate, or one small grape, you make a brocha achrona, even if it's less than a kazayis. What was Rabbi Yochanan's answer to Rabbi Chiya? I know you have to have a kazayis to make a bracha achrona, but in my case, it was a sholim, it was a hole, it was a barrier, therefore I was allowed to make a bracha achrona, it's choshev. Therefore, the yesod of the Yerushalmi is that even if it's less than a kazayis, you still have to make a bracha achrona if it's a sholim, if it's a barrier, it's a full olive that you're putting in your mouth, that requires as a bracha achrona, even if it's less than a kazayis. Okay, so let's take one of these. Let's take the case of raisins. Each raisin that you have, if I offer you a raisin and you make a Beir Prihoit, according to the Yerushalmi, you would make a Brocha Achrona. You have one grape and you get busy with making your Ala Gef, you're making the whole Brocha. Because according to the Yerushalmi, a berry you make a Brocha. Tosa says that from the Sugya in Bavli, and from the Sugya in Bavli, it's a bit mashma that it's cholik on the Yerushalmi, it's masupik about it. Therefore, says the Rosh. The Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down la'adocha. Because it's a matter of dispute, if you have less than a share of a kazayis, again, a kazayis is two of these boxes, if you have less than a share of a kazayis, but you're having a sholim, and in this case over here, you're possibly having about 20, 30 shleimim, I don't know how many raisins there are, about 20, 30 shleimim, yeah, and each sholim is a shayla of a bracha achrona, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's best to avoid the shayla. As I say in Shulchan Aruch, Yirei Shemayim, as I say in the Rosh, Shulchan Aruch says, because of some machloikas, loch kach, nochoy li zohi, it's best to be careful, shlo lechu beria, not to have a beria, which are full grapes, full olives, pachos mikazayas. In order to avoid the shayla, it's best either you have two boxes of these, and taka, that you've got no shayla, mika brocha achrona, or don't have any. Or, let's mention, before you have each and every raisin, take a bite, and with your teeth, bite it in half, have that half, and then afterwards you can follow it by the second half. That's each and every raisin.
That's all right for a grape.
No, it's all right if you have one, but if you're going to go through 20, you're going to make some sugar. That's not a practical answer. So that's not a way forward. Now, this person happens to be a very stark Yirei Shemayim. If he saw what the Rosh writes, Yirei Shemayim should be careful not to put himself in such a situation. And he sees what the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, and Shabur is quite happy with it. And every single day he has one of these boxes of raisins. Nishposh long kashmak, 20 shilas of brocha achrona. It's all the same shilas, do you make one brocha? At the end of the day, long kashmak, he wants to do something which is good for his health. Punkt, it's also good for from a Torah perspective. It's a very good thing also to be into. It also, there's two in Yonim al pi Torah. One is v'nishmar tamoed and nashe seichem, to take what the doctors say about one and five a day. Which actually, we mentioned the Chasam Sofer. We mentioned the Chasam Sofer in Hilchos Nedarim. We mentioned this in the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer speaks about a person who had a massive time of having cheese. He had tons of cheese. And it was very unhealthy for him. And he made a neder that he's not going to eat any more cheese. And he came to the Chasam Sofer, wants to know, can he be matter his neder? Chasam Sofer wasn't sure if he can do it. Why can't he be matter neder? Because nidre mitzvah is a bit different. When you make a neder, you're going to do a mitzvah, that's mamash ben doichuk, you can be matter. It's a whole to-do about that. So Chasam Sofer says, making a neder that you're not going to have too much cheese is a mitzvah, is a kiyum mitzvah of a neshmat oed nashe seichem. I'm going to allow you now to go ahead and be over the mitzvah of... Okay, v'kitza al pi in yonim from neshmat oed nashe seichem, Shabur actually brings it down in some kuf ayin. And the second point, which is very interesting, Shabur, it's so funny because you would have thought this inyan is al pi kabbalah, al pi chasidus, that the Mishnah Brura brings down in some tof kuf ayin alav. Kosvul hasforim, the sforim writes there, he said, the Bali Musa writes that if a person wants to be masakin and do tshuva, when he's having supper, he should leave a little bit at the end of the supper. He's got a massive timer to finish off what's on his plate. Leave a little bit at the end, you're having a nice cheesecake or something, leave a little bit at the end, maybe it's partashka. You have to make sure that, you know, maybe the chatchila not take so much. But the Mishnah Brura brings us down. Sorry? It is a musik. That's like we're mentioning a din when it gets a simcha. It's taken. You have to miss out. Of course, that's taken to a tough kuf sabah. That's a different din. But over here, Mishnah Brura is saying, Mishnah Brura brings down kosvas for him that if a person wants to do it in yonit shul, against that. What Kitzah says, so this person, he wants to do this every day. What would you suggest him to do to have his packet of raisins? Aboisai, what would he say is the answer? He doesn't want to have two a day. One is bad enough.
Bang it, just like the fork.
Okay, take a fork and squash it all and bang it. Maybe you can do it by this. Yeah. Okay, he doesn't want to go so light. If you make it oisberry, attack, you squash the whole thing and maybe it becomes oisberry. But what other eitzah could you suggest to this friend of mine that he came to me last week and he wants to know, he needs an eitzah, he's a quite thought out person. He wants an eitzah, he wants to be mekayem the Shah Zayn. The Rishonim speak about it, Tosfos, the Rosh. All the Rishonim are saying...
You have two packets every 2 days.
Oh, okay, not bad, quite practical. You have two packets every 2 days, I like that. Very good answer. Sorry? Okay, not
the most. The thing is, the shit is shot. If you take out the grape, you know the piece of wood there, then you know the branches.
Take away the branches. It's attached to it here. Okay, yeah, that's a good point. The Maisim Shabrua names on that. Taka still remains a barrier. You want to be Makamshas as Mr. Brewer as well. What would you suggest?
Change
your diet. Okay, so I mentioned something to him, and he said something very interesting. It's posh, it fits into him like a glove. Put it in your cereal. What do you have for cereal? He told me he has for cereal. Again, I'm not telling you names. Okay, he's telling me all his zachen. But he has brown flakes together with Frosties. Maybe you should tell him about that. Frosties. Yeah, he's having mixed. It's full of sugar. Okay, Frosties. Right. What bracha do you make on brown flakes? Mazonis. Right. Brown flakes. What bracha do you make on Frosties here in this country? You make a dom. Shahakal. We'll be able to do about that. Right. You make a dom. So, but if you have it together, then the mazonis wins. The mazonis always becomes the ikka. Asa pashta eita. Pour, if you like it, if it's okay with you, if it's okay with your taste buds, pour a packet of raisins in your cereal, and now they become bottle to the mazonis. Because we know that aloch is mazonis takes preference. And even when it comes to the brocha achrona, when you're busy making your battle, you finish the whole cereal, what brocha achrona do you make? You only make it ala mechia, because everything becomes ala mechia. Considering I'm assuming that you're having enough brown flakes to make ala mechia, which is the case. And he says it works perfect for him because he's got no, it's taka very geschmack in his cereal. He saw his father did it. He's very happy about it. So now he's put it in his cereal. That's taka eitzah. He's got eitzah. Now the maisa comes to Shabbos, right? It's his father. His father is very worked out. But the maisa shulchan aruch is worked out people as well. And we want to be makayim kadas v'kedin. Shabbos kodesh, she doesn't fancy to have cereal, doesn't work. So again, he has a choice, he puts it in your children, right? He got a suggestion, put it in your children, right? The Maisa, is it a suggestion? He wants to know, is it a suggestion? When he has rogelach, when he wakes up after the geshmak ha-shluf, Shabbos afternoon, he wakes up, he always have a rogelach, he has two rogelach, he's saying a rogelach is not healthy. Okay, so you mean you have to tell him he's got it all wrong altogether?
Dodgy diet.
A dodgy diet. Okay, we've got to sign him up to some money-making industry. So at the end of the day is he wants to have a rogelach, he wants to have two rogelach, and then he wants to have this afterwards. The shayla is now, can he throw this in to his ala mechia? After two rogelach, he make ala mechia v'ala kalkola. He tries to remember, receive achin sin on Shabbos Kodesh. Can he now throw in into his ala mechia? Is there any way making ala mechia? Can he now throw into his ala mechia ala eitz, val priya eitz? Meaning, when we have a shayla about having just a box of raisins, we said there's a bit of a problem, because you can't make a brocha achrona on a box of raisins, because it's a machloikas. So shayla, can you make a brocha achrona on it? It's a beria, and it's not so geschmack. On the other hand, now that he's put himself in a situation, is anyway making ala mechia? He's anyway making ala mechia on the rogala. Can he now throw in to his ala mechia, which he's anyway required to do? Now he can use the opportunity while making the ala mechia to throw in that which is a suffolk. Don't forget, it's less than the kazayas, but some shittas hold that you do make a brocha achrona. In which case, if you have it on its own, you cannot make a brocha achrona.
Okay.
But can he now make ab roglach and make ala mechia and then throw in the ala eight?
No, yeah? it's always separate. It's not part of this. When you put it on your muesli, that's how you eat cereal. You often have cereal.
Right. But here it's different. That means he's having two rogelach followed by a box of raisins. Now, the ala mechia is...
Isn't he having just in the main meal then?
Oh, sure. Certainly. Anthony, certainly, that would be a poshta eitzah for him to have this in the meal. Won't be in shaylus. But, okay, let's say he forgot to have the middle meal. Let's say... Yeah, you're right. It's a bit of an... Okay, I mean, he's got other problems to answer. Right, okay. The poshta thinks he's having the meal. But he's not, doesn't fancy to have this in a meal. He wants to have it later on in the day. Again, don't forget, according to the Shulchan, again, it might sound funny, but the Shulchan Aruch tells you not to have this box of cereal. Aboisai. He tells you not to have this box. I know, very nice, the son made raisins, he wants you to have them, but to have a box of raisins, according to Shulchan Aruch, not to have it. So either you have it during a meal, or you throw it into your cereal, but is there an Eitzah to have biscuits, right? In which case you make your ala mechia. And then now use the opportunity, while you anyway have to make ala mechia, to now throw in the shayla a sofuk ala eitz. Can you throw into ala mechia something which you are mesupuk whether you have to make ala eitz? And this leads us to a shayla which is neged to all of us. I know you might be laughing at this person about the raisins, yeah? But I think the shayla is neged to basically everyone. It comes to Shabbos morning, you go to a kiddush, and you hear kiddush from someone else. And you take a l'chaim cup of kiddush after you hear kiddush, and the l'chaim cup consists of a normal kashmaka full of l'chaim cup, which is more than 28 cc. It's about 40 cc, the bigger ones, and you're having most of that is already 40 cc, way more than a kazayis. And then you make your way to kuchen, two pieces of sponge cake, two pieces of biscuits, okay, and then you make your ala mechya. When you sit down and make your ala mechya on Shabbos day, after you wish mazel tov, before you wish mazel tov, you make your ala mechya, yeah? Do you throw in al hagefen va'al hagefen va'al pri hagefen on the smaller chaim cup that you had at the beginning of the kiddush? Again, considering you had a kazayis, according to some shittas, once you have a kazayis, 28 cc, a smaller chaim cup, you're ready mechuyv to make ala gefen va'al pri hagefen. We don't do that unless you have a revius. But if you're anyway making ala mechya on your cake, can you now throw in that which you have a sofuk? You would say, why not?
No.
Taka, that's Mishuchanor says you can't really, but in this case, the Mishuchanor's case is talking about a specific case. Where you have a case where, according to some opinions, you are obligated to make this ala mechya, ala gefen, ala pri hagefen. Although you can't usually do it on its own, but if you're anyway making ala mechya, you can throw in the sofik ala gefen. So if you go to a kiddush, and you have a l'chaim cup, which is 30cc. A normal size l'chaim cup is already more than 28cc. It's already enough. It's a kazai, it's a kun, to some shit, you would make a bracha after that. We don't on its own, because you have to have a revius, quite a lot. It's got 3/4 of a full plastic cup. But if you're anyway making ala mechya, you should throw in that ala gefen v'al pri hagefen. So therefore, similarly over here, when it comes to a person who has grapes, who has these timukim, what they call the raisins, and you're already obligated to make it ala mechya because you had some rogalach Shabbos afternoon, then you can go ahead and have your raisins and throw into ala mechya. You can throw in the sofik beria, again, all these things are sofik beria, and you can throw in the throw into ala mechya, and therefore he's got no speakers, he's sorted Baruch Hashem, we sorted him out, and he's taka fine, he's very happy with that. Just want to say to the Odom that there's 4 days left till Rosh Hashanah. It's 4 days left. Tomorrow is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the Eliyahu Rabba held that, what's this business of saying slichas just before Rosh Hashanah? We just like jump in just before Rosh Hashanah. Where are we heading with it? So the Eliyahu Rabba understands it because state that we all, when it comes to the Yom Adin, we are all makriv ourselves, ki'ilu, like a carbon. It's actually a medrash. You look in the psukim, it says, ve'kraftamoyla. Every Yom Tov says, ve'kraftamoyla, you should offer up a behima zoyla. It comes to Rosh Hashanah, v'shtetim posuk. Look at the parasha. Va'asisamoyla. Va'asisamoyla says the medrash, va'asisam, you should make a oyla. Meaning out of yourself, you make a oyla. And it's a halacha when it comes to bringing up an oyla. It's a halacha mufareshes. In Gomorrah, the Rambam. That 4 days before you bring a carbon, you can't just, in Mr. Shamashiach comes, you can't just rock up to the shuk in Echoy Machane Yehuda and get hold of a chesa sheep and pay the money and go straight take the rakeva dakala to the base of Mikdash. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to wait 4 days. What's the 4 days all about? Because you have to take it in properly, make sure that every detail is not trefa, he's walking normally, he's eating normally. You're going to make sure that the behemoth is fit. And therefore, says Eliyahu Rabba, similarly when it comes to the Yom Adin, we have to make sure that we're doing bedikas on ourselves. We're checking, we're doing slichas, we're saying Hashem Hashem, we're thinking about it. That is exactly what the point, why we start on Sunday, he deals with that, because we have to just make it in kavua. That has to be a time of kavua. But the ma'aseh, it comes from that we need 4 days to check ourselves before it comes to the situation of asisam oila. The pasuk says we should make ourselves oila when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. So we need 4 days bedika before you bring up a korban, and that is how we're going to be mekayim. Then to makrasa, so we should be brave.